Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
A very good morning to you, Joe. You would have seen this, and we're talking about the French elections here, and this is how the media are portraying this. Whether Macron's victory is a clear sign of a resistance to populism after Trump's election and the Brexit vote.
I think it's a favorable sign that populism is being beaten back or addressed. I mean, it started with the Netherlands, it came to France, and hopefully Germany. So the markets are taking it, you know, maybe a pause. You know, we hit the reset button when it comes to populism. It's not over just yet, though. There's a lot of work to be done to filling the expectations. But it was a positive sign for the markets and anyone worry about deglobalization.
Okay, let's switch stateside. And you would have seen Friday's strong April jobs report and also the lower unemployment numbers of about 4.4%. Does this, do you reckon, validate the Fed's view that recent economic weakness is transitory?
I think it's transitory. The numbers were good. The wages are bumping up a little bit. A lot of clients I speak to can't find labor. It's that simple. They're running out of workers. So it's not an inhibitor to growth right now, but at some point we will with a wall. But across the board with construction and the industrials, finance, healthcare, there's a lot of demand for workers. So I think this first quarter slowdown or weak number was more of a blip than anything else.
Well, the data is not unequivocal actually, Joe, because you would have seen lower labor participation rates of about 63% and dipping annual wages by about 2.5%. Do you think that these data points are going to deter the Fed from raising interest rates in June?
No, I think the Fed is still on course to raise twice more this year. June, they will go as well. But they might, you know, hit a pause button here. It's been a while since we've had, you know, back-to-back, so to speak, Fed funds hikes. But I think they'll take the cue to raise rates. They'll want to make sure the consumer confidence is strong, that the CEO's business confidence is robust. And if we get some indications of, you know, tax reform or infrastructure spending, then the Fed's going to want to be ahead of that, and they'll raise rates.
Okay, and more data proof, hopefully, with Friday's retail sales and inflation figures. What are your expectations on that front?
I think continued upside, nothing breaking out. I mean, retail sales are hard to figure out. Traditionally, you know, the traditional retailers are just being very much hammered and hurt by the Amazons of the world, you know, e-retailing. But in general, you're seeing the variables. I think the next couple of months are going to be very indicative of stronger growth going into the second half of this year.
And moving to the American IPO market, Joe, you've seen, I guess, the fear gauge trending downwards, risk on is back in vogue. But the thing is, high-profile startups like Uber and Airbnb are still holding back from, you know, their initial public offerings. Why do you think that's the case?
I'm not necessarily sure. I think maybe they're, you know, trying to line up the money. They're trying to, you know, when to come to market at the best time. There's a lot of variables involved going public. So it could be just the entry point, or it could be, you know, not ready for prime time when it comes to be publicly owned. So, and, you know, remember, too, that with the President Trump and his administration, there's a lot of big policy initiatives about the hit, whether it's corporate tax reform, infrastructure spending. Maybe that's adding to some of the go slow that we've seen in the IPO market.
And a quick viewpoint from you in terms of oil prices. I think West Texas is somewhere around $45 a barrel. Brent, not much better than that. But the big producers are talking about extending cuts into 2018. What's your sense of where oil prices will go from here on in?
Well, I think OPEC's going to continue to take production offline because the North American producers are real swing producers. So U.S., particularly in Permian Basin, very, very competitive and productive. So I think oil prices stay in that $40 to $50 range, and OPEC's going to have to continue to defend their market share. So they're going to have to wait. I see oil prices staying range-bound, more on the weaker than, say, on the upside.
All right, Joe, thanks so much for your time. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist for U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management out of Hawaii, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.